with Bill Chaney. How are you, Bill?
I'm great. How are you, Mike?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking.
Wonderful.
What's the show buzz that you're hearing? What are people talking about in the hallways?
Well, you know, there are 1,800 people here from 50 countries, so people are talking about credit unions.
Of course.
Obviously, we're at the World Council of Credit Unions. A lot of talk today about the purpose of credit unions mm-hmm. and about how credit unions help people in the community. So first thing this morning, we heard from a deputy minister of the government here in Northern Ireland.
Okay.
So, and someone who was involved during the Troubles, as they call them, for 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
But he was one of the key negotiators back in the 90s when they actually negotiated a peace mm-hmm. and a reconciliation. So fascinating to hear from him. And he talked about how the credit unions in the local markets in Northern Ireland were really part of the fabric that helped keep those communities mm-hmm. together, and mm-hmm. that they couldn't have done it without credit unions.
Isn't
so there's a lot of buzz about that.
Yeah, it's amazing. That's an amazing story in itself.
Right.
We could go on for hours talking about that. So, but I mean, it just goes to show that, you know, two groups of people that just didn't like each other now are getting along,
right.
and now look at the city. It's really benefiting. It
really has changed tremendously. Mm-hmm. Just the fact that we're having this conference here, I think, is mm-hmm. is a testament to how far they've come.
Yep. A nice template for other parts of the world to maybe check out.
Yeah, I hope so. Yes.
Hey, let's talk about your award. I wanted to kind of off the top of my head. Tell me about the award that you just...
Well, it's the Distinguished Service Award. So it's for my involvement with the World Council over mm-hmm. 20 years now.
Wow.
So it's very nice recognition really for the people that I've worked with for so many years, mm-hmm. the credit unions that I was a part of, mm-hmm. and then of course the California Credit Union mm-hmm. League and mm-hmm. CUNA and now Schools First.
Okay.
We've all had some level of involvement with the World Council and with so many wonderful people from all over the world.
Yep. And speaking of wonderful people, I'm going to get your perspective on NCUA's latest appointment. Well, John Herrera, he's not in, but you know,
not
that,
in, but on his way, hopefully.
Right.
Yeah.
So what's your perspective? What's your take on
well,
that?
Well, I think it's always good to have credit union experience on the World Council Board. John's got experience with credit unions, but also so much with his community involvement, mm-hmm. his work with Latino community, mm-hmm. and now mm-hmm. self-help. That's been an amazing story of how you build those credit unions pretty recently
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
from very humble beginnings, which we all come from.
Of course.
But they've been so successful in reaching out to their communities, mm-hmm. to underserved communities,
mm-hmm.
Not just in North Carolina, but now all over the country.
Yeah.
So I'm very happy for him and hopeful that he can work his way through the political process in Washington, which is always a challenge.
Interesting, yeah.
But hopefully they'll get him confirmed here shortly.
Okay, and my next question for you is a lighter question.
Yes.
Well, what's life been like post-CUNA at Schools First? I mean,
well,
you mentioned that you're California Credit Union League, CUNA, now back to Schools First.
Well, you know, I spent 19 years in credit unions, working in credit unions before I went to the league mm-hmm. and CUNA, and I spent 8 years on the advocacy side.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoyed every minute of that, but when the opportunity came to go back to a credit union, and especially to a credit union like Schools First, which mm-hmm. has such a history of serving educators in Southern California, it was just an opportunity I couldn't pass up. And it's been wonderful. The board's been extremely supportive.
Mm-hmm.
The team there
mm-hmm.
has been supportive. Mm-hmm. We just surpassed 700,000 members.
Wow. Congratulations.
So it's an exciting time to be back in the real world of credit unions as opposed to the political world
mm-hmm.
in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, I mean, you have like a really diverse experience
and
perspective on things. You can see it from both angles.
Some would say I just can't hold a job, but
we won't
go there
now.
It's been good.
Very cool. And getting back to the conference here, what are your goals here? What do you want to accomplish? What do you want to take back to Schools First?
Well, I've been coming to this conference for many years, and so much of it is just the relationships you build over the years.
Mm-hmm.
We can learn so much. We can learn so much from the people in our own country, but especially at this conference, you get perspectives from credit union movements that it's almost like looking back in time,
mm-hmm.
right? It brings us closer to our roots,
mm-hmm.
the credit union philosophy from the very basic level.
Yeah.
So I've been involved with credit union movements that have been around for decades, like Canada and Australia,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But also credit union people that are just getting started.
Mm-hmm.
So in Africa and other parts of the world. And they're just now bringing people together, trying to write the regulations,
mm-hmm.
trying
mm-hmm.
to build the structures to support the credit unions. Mm-hmm. And that's really what this is all about.
Yeah,
I think.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Wow, I mean, that must be an interesting conversation. So like to get somebody super experienced and then somebody who's just starting out, what do we do?
What do we do? Exactly, yeah.
All right, last question for you, Bill, and I'll let you get to lunch, but it's a really serious one. But what's your
yeah.
favorite thing about Ireland?
Wow, you know, that's a great question.
It's a heavy one.
This is my first time in Northern Ireland.
Oh, have you? Okay.
So it's a little bit different. I actually lived in London as a child in the early 70s.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And in the early 70s, you wouldn't come to Northern Ireland because, especially this city, it was a difficult time.
Right.
And a lot of conflict.
Yeah.
So, on the news in London, even as a child, you saw some of the horrible bombings and things that happened here, and it was they call it the Troubles. It was certainly it was troubling.
Yeah.
So it's fascinating now. I'm not 10 anymore. To come back almost 50 years later and see the city rejuvenated and see the people working together.
Mm-hmm.
What they've accomplished here is incredible. So, you know, the easy answer, what do you like best about Ireland, is would be the people or the Guinness.
Yeah.
I don't know. But
or
the golf.
I'm
not a big golfer. I just think to see the history of Ireland and to see how they come together.
Me too. Yeah, I'm a history buff, and I'm just so rich with history. It's awesome.
Right.
Good message to end on, Bill. Thank you so much for your time. Appreciate
it. Thank you.
Enjoy the rest
of
your time here.
To talk to you.
Well, thanks. I appreciate it. You too.
Yeah.